Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Thursday, April 8th. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia today gave his first official response since a judge dismissed 2 capital murder charges against a former officer. KRLD's LB Phillips reports the chief still feels his department was right.
Garcia said he's disappointed a judge ruled there wasn't enough evidence in the case and tossed the charges against Brian Reiser. The lead investigator in the case had told the judge that he was ordered by the chief to make an arrest, even though the DA's office warned the case was just not there. The chief responding,
"But I think we all know how the system works. I can't order an arrest, even if I wanted to. What we did say to do was to write a statement of probable cause, present it to a judge, to see if we could make an arrest."
He calls the investigation open and continuing, but would not get into the issue of whether Reiser would qualify to even get his job back, only saying there were other issues that led to Reiser's dismissal. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
While the president's executive order on gun control may not affect too many gun owners, some are worried about the precedent it sets.
President Biden wants to tighten regulations of, quote, ghost guns and pistol braces. Guns rights expert Edwin Walker says, much like the term assault rifle, the term ghost gun is made up.
This will embolden their propaganda to the public by giving these items very scary, scary names, so they'll be afraid of them.
He says while this order is going after low-hanging fruit, he worries this type of move could become the norm.
The easier time that they have it to, you know, get these executive actions forward, then the easier they are going to feel it's going to be to either have other executive actions that do affect millions and millions of gun owners, or the U.S. Congress will say, see, there wasn't much pushback when we did that, so let's go even further.
Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police have made an arrest after 2 explosives were set off last night near a bridge in Bedford. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
Police say an explosive device under Forest Ridge Drive went off yesterday around 5 p.m. Police found a second device nearby, and a team was brought in to destroy it. People in the area report hearing both explosions. This woman says it was a frightening experience.
It wasn't until I heard the second bomb at 10 p.m., around 10 p.m., that I actually began to realize that it was a more dangerous situation.
Police say the suspect was found in a nearby apartment complex. He was escorted out by a SWAT team and arrested. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Demonstrators filled the plaza outside AT&T headquarters today in downtown Dallas, calling on the company and others based in Texas to speak out against 2 bills in the state legislature. KRLD's Alan Skaya was there.
A few dozen people were carrying signs like Black Voters Matter and It's About Us. They say the bills in the Texas legislature only aim to suppress the vote of African Americans and Hispanics. The Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund's Regina Montoya says 43% of Dallas residents speak English as a second language. 25% were born in another country.
Civic engagement is critical to a healthy, vibrant city.
She and other activists held a rally outside AT&T headquarters, calling on companies based in Texas to speak out against House Bill 6 and Senate Bill 7, which would ban drive-through voting and place more restrictions on mail-in ballots.
This city has one of the lowest voter turnout rates of any of the cities in America.
AT&T says the right to vote is sacred, and it supports laws that make it easier for more Americans to vote in free, fair, and secure elections. Supporters of the bill say they only aim to restore trust in the electoral system. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
The Fort Worth Water Department is looking at ways to prevent a repeat occurrence of the widespread water outages that people experienced during the February's Arctic blast. Mary Gugliuzza with the Fort Worth Water says that the air temperature remaining below freezing for more than a week caused the water temperature to go down to the point that it caused more than 720 broken water mains.
While we expected to see an increased number of main breaks, we didn't expect it to be as widespread. And we expected to have the other plants doing most of the heavy lifting when it came to water supply.
Those water plants had their power knocked out, putting an end to those plans. Gugliuzza says cast iron pipes are also to blame, since they do not do well in cold conditions. So there are plans to replace them. With more than 800 miles of cast iron pipes, that will be a decade-long process. Legislation requiring professional sports teams in Texas to play the national anthem before games is one step closer to becoming law. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports the Texas Senate has passed the Lieutenant Governor's priority bill.
Senate Bill 4 came about in response to the Dallas Mavericks' refusal to play the national anthem earlier this season. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for the bill, and State Senator Don Buckingham filed it.
The least we can do for our brave men and women who have died fighting for our great country and for those who are actively defending our freedom is to have our national anthem played before professional sporting events.
Decorated Army veteran State Senator Brian Birdwell gave an emotional plea.
This is not about sporting events. It's about honoring what makes this country great.
The bill passed the Senate 28-2, one not present. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.